The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
It's after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. It is Monday, December 12th, 2022. And, of course, as usual, we've got the sales going on at the Power Mall. I'm going to talk about some really serious stuff in this first hour. It's basically news and open lines. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I got that memorized. Whoa. Do you? Anyway, want to let you know we've got 20% off OptiVita Basic Essentials. I take it every day. You got to keep your immune system in check. I mean, winter's coming on. You know, this is the best time and easiest time to get colds. Actually, it's the worst time, especially if you're a talk show host. You don't want to sound like you're stepped up. Anyway, so, we want you to be taking the Basic Essentials. We also have back in stock Grown by Nature Pro Magnesium. It's 10% off this week, 60 tabs in a glass bottle. It's 100 milligram per tablet potency. It's combined in a probiotic culture, which is non-dairy. We also have 10% off Global Healing Center products, which means Dr. Edward Group is going to be back on the show with us. And, of course, the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle. We still have that for $53. Well, we got a lot of them in here because we knew everybody was going to stock up. So, rather than pay $70.90, wouldn't you rather pay $53? Of course you would. Everybody wants a deal. Such a deal. So don't forget to add your silver gel, 24 part per million, OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million to complete your winter wellness bundle. I do that every morning. And of course, we'll have Jay for Jay's Corner on Friday. Clayton from Heaven's Harvest, Emergency Storable Foods, will be joining us in the middle of the week, plus a whole lot more today. This is going to be really interesting. I've seen this guy on all the back channels, Dr. Eric Napudi, who's a St. Louis chiropractor that's being sued by the federal government. And because of that, he estimates that at minimum, of 116,000 Americans would be alive today. But no, they're suing him because they don't like his not following the narrative. Bunch of babies, whiny-ass punks. This is our government for you, folks. You can't trust them. I don't even want to go to my own family doctor for the wellness checkup. What a joke. What do they do? Take your blood pressure, listen to your heart, and, I've got my own blood pressure cuff that's battery operated. I can put it on and take my own BP. If it's high, I know it's high. Duh. You should have that anyway as part of your medical kit. So, your body better than the doctor does. And see, any doctor that professes the mainstream narrative and is not willing to look outside the box is not worth your time. They aren't worth the paper they're practicing on. That's why we're going to have a little chat with Dr. Napudi in our next hour. And I'm going to ask him some tough questions because I have seen this guy on numerous back channel programs before. And he hits the nail on the head and he's calling it just what it is. And we'll know what that is next hour. So you're going to have to tune in for that. We're going to spend a whole hour with him taking your phone calls and everything else. By the way, do you remember the Lockerbie, Scotland airplane that blew up? Well, believe it or not, the Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that destroyed the plane over Lockerbie in 1988 is in U.S. custody right now. Law enforcement agencies on both sides of the Atlantic have confirmed it. Scotland's Crown Office, Procurator Fiscal Service, released a statement outlining the families of those killed in the Lockerbie bombing have been told the suspect Abu Agela Masood Kher El Marimi is in U.S. custody. Why don't they just call him Butch? anyway, such is life. But we'll see what happens. I mean, 1988, gee, that's been a while. Wonder what they're going to do to him. How about if they strap some bombs to his chest, put him out in the middle of the square, and detonate the SLB? Would the families actually get closure? I mean, 1988, half of these families aren't even around anymore. Jeez. I mean, they're really, boy, I tell you what, we got to take credit for something. Yep. And just when you thought it was safe to go back in the sewer, the Great Reset has reared its ugly head again, this time in the UK. The de facto head of His Majesty's Treasury announced this week the Bank of England has begun consultations on implementing a central bank digital currency that could usher in the globalist vision of a cashless society in which all transactions are traceable by the government. Jeremy Hunt is the Chancellor of Exchequer. I know we'd all like to exchequer him. Send in a little combat unit. Checkmate King 2. This is White Rook. Over. Remember that? Vic Morrow, Rick Jason, remember them? Checkmate King 2. This is White Rook. Over. And going to get that guy. Now, Edinburgh reforms of Britain's financial services, the Bank of England, is going to begin consultations on the design of a CBDC, which would act as a digital version of the pound sterling. Folks, you don't think it could happen here? No, yes, it could. Unless you call your congressman and tell him, look, you enact that central digital bank currency in my state, don't come back here. Don't come and hold some town hall meeting and ask how it is. Don't even think about it. Our Constitution clearly authorizes us to mint coin. So don't think we're going to give that up without a fight, because we are. And this is one of the reasons why I got to wonder whether or not it would be worth a bank run now to send a little shockwave into our banking system. And when they start asking questions saying, you're not doing that digital bank currency here, we're not going cashless here, we'll start hoarding money. We'll start taking it all out. You'll have to print more to keep up with us withdrawing as much as we can withdraw. You spend all you want and decorate your own war chest with money you laundered through the Ukraine. You go right ahead, but don't you come back here and hold a town hall meeting and ask us what we think of our new cashless society. You ever heard of tar and feathering? Might get worse than that. They might tar and feather and use them as a Cupid doll. That's a subtle warning. Really, this Congress needs to start looking out for we the people and quit screwing around. COVID-19 infections might be poised to surge in ill-prepared China. Oh, really? Is that what the media is reporting? They're going to ease their draconian zero COVID restrictions after a UK analytics company forecasts millions of deaths in China during the coming winter from the policy change? Really? Yeah, we got some information that we're going to be discussing with Dr. Naputi in the next hour about COVID and natural immunity, which is now being more confirmed as the days go by. You got to love this stuff. U.S. officials, by the way, are grappling with a border policy, bracing for the surge of illegal immigrants when they finally get rid of Title 42. That is set to end on December 21. Only got one thing to say to you. Keep your powder dry. Sherry in Kansas, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm okay. Hey, what year was that Lockerbie deal?
1988.
Okay. Did you ever read The Other Side of Deception by, the guy that was, he wrote By Way of Deception and The Other Side of Deception. He went through Mossad training. He was a Mossad agent for a while.
No, I haven't read that.
In the second one, he talked about how the Israelis set up something, and it to fool the United States that a signal was coming from Libya. that they were actually putting out themselves. I remember hearing at the time of that Lockerbie deal that there were a lot of CIA agents on that plane, and that, you know, the intimation was that they were coming to telltale something, you know. They weren't happy with the way things were going or something, and they wanted to get rid of it. And it wasn't Libya. I don't believe it was Libya, you know, because they've been trying to get rid of Libya or Muammar Gaddafi for a long time, because he was turning his country around.
Sure he was. Now, he was making him energy independent.
And he was that deep water that he accessed, he was going to make the desert bloom again.
There you go.
You know, so there's, I don't know where I've got that stuff about Libya, but I don't believe for a minute that it was them that did that.
Yeah, I know. What's the difference between conspiracy theory and the truth? About 6 months.
Yeah.
but it hasn't been, but it's been well over 6 months for this one. So, you know, we can only hope that they get to the truth on this, because I have a hard time wondering whether this guy's going to get a fair trial. I mean, what do you do with the evidence? How do you preserve the evidence? That's what I'd like to know. I appreciate your call, Sherry. Thanks so much for bringing that up. I have to make a note of that. William in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's going on?
With this prisoner swap situation.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a pisser?
Well, I got a question. You know, they bought Snowden out. Could they buy Griner out?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Now that Griner's out, it makes all the entitled over here think that, oh, we can get away with anything because they'll just, you know, swap us for one of their key players. And, you know, here's the funny thing about it. You get all these yahoos out there that think they're better than everybody else and they're woke. And we're gonna trade them for a terrorist that wants to kill Americans? Really? I'd have left her there. I'd have traded for the Marine.
The question, though, is it possible she's complicit and the entire left-wing radical want to help their senior Putin during a war with his top pieces to the chess game in captivity?
Oh, this is the question. Interesting. He is an arms dealer.
How do I get my top chess pieces out of pawn?
There you go. Snag one of ours and make a swap after everybody has a public outcry. Oh, how inventive is that? Yeah, you're right, William. The whole thing could have been a setup.
Who would he trade Putin for? Do you think he would trade Putin for anybody we got that maybe they ain't even telling us we got?
Yeah, I seriously doubt it.
The point is simple. Aren't we looking at a national security threat? Professionals traveling abroad should be on their own. They should be told that, or they should buy some kind of insurance that would pay Putin enough instead of the person who'd take the money.
You know, I'll tell you, William, I really like that idea. And every time the Department of State comes out and says, beware, there's an issue with this country, don't go there. And what do people do? Hey, let's go on vacation. Sounds like fun. I can see, you know, Beverly D'Angelo and Chevy Chase, you know, and it'll be a Libyan vacation. Next thing you know, they're prisoner. And it's like, okay, morons. I agree with
you.
I really think that I think they should all be on their own, William.
How many additional people will die now because we released their top arms guy when they're hurting for munitions? God,
you
help
know,
us, man.
But there's a deeper question than that. What other means are they going to use to kill Americans? Our own government. What
right.
means is our
right.
own government
right
going
now,
to use
right
to
now,
depopulate our
are,
country?
Right now, veterans are committing suicide at a higher
oh,
rate.
Oh, they sure are.
We've got
a story about Border Patrol agents killing themselves. This year.
Actual reason. I have the answer, sir. I'm 70-year-old service-connected veteran. The answer is simple. The broken.
Well, thank you
archaic.
For your service. First off, go ahead. What is it?
And my family, if you will. They suffered worse than I did. The issue is simple. We need a non-active duty veterans union where all branches come together in one union. We have a voice because the broken, archaic old rules, adversarial VA health care benefits administration is the vector of the high rate of veteran suicide, and they're in denial about it.
Must be a reason why they're in denial, right?
Since World War II, the saturation rate of veterans working inside the VA administration from the top down to the janitors was approximately 93%. As that number began to wane since World War II, and I'm told it's less than a quarter of the employees of the VA are veterans today, the veteran suicide rate began to climb, got down below half to a quarter, went through the roof, and nobody has correlated or connected the dots. So I ask a simple question. Real simple. If because in any city in this country to be a civil servant, you must take and pass a civil servant test, then why in the world under God's green earth do you got to not take a test to be a public servant?
That makes sense.
Local, state, federal, right up to the press. First, before you can get on the ballot for a public servant position, you must prove with a valid psychological diagnostic test that's asked a simple question. Is this person's psychological dynamics conducive to serving others or not?
Yeah, that's a good one, William. I would say the first question out of my mouth would be, are you woke? Because if you are, you're not going in. We're going to fail you right now. You got to be a constitutionalist or nothing else. Appreciate your call, William. Thanks so much. Good points made. Good points. Swedish government, by the way. Oh, yeah, little Greta Thunberg. Just can't say enough about little Greta Thunberg. Yeah. What a moron. Yeah, one of those Gen Z morons out there that doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground. Now her own government, Swedish government, is calling on Swedes to save electricity by cutting their power off because the energy situation there has become acute. Yeah, Greta, I'd like to see you freeze your ass off. And we'll see how smart you think you are. Oh, yeah, we need to get rid of everything. Oh, we need a green planet. Yeah, you go have a green planet. Everything, you'll be pushing up daisies. You'll be contributing to the green planet. Tories, by the way, they're a little sick of Rishi Sunak. He's the one that basically they're looking at a coup Rishi Sunak did. I mean, he's trying to convert this whole thing into the Great Reset. And there's a campaign out to restore the conservative Tory party democracy, including a top donor and former cabinet minister, which have been launched following that coup, which installed the tax-hiking Rishi Sunak without consulting members. Oh, yeah, you watch. The fight is going to continue there. Macron, by the way, you know Emmanuel Macron, the French. Oh, they're great lovers, all right. Condoms are going to be provided free to kids in French pharmacies. Isn't that wonderful? That, according to the president. Yes, we're going to give condoms. Yeah. Following a decision to make condoms free for all people between aged 18 and 25 on Thursday, Macron said he would extend the handout to minors as well so we can have, you know, sex, young sex. Gee, and if they're doing that between 18 and 25, imagine how much statutory rape would go on in his country. And, of course, nobody would say anything about it. Finally, the European gas crisis, according to what we're hearing, is likely to worsen as the winter cold snap hits Europe. Yep, hits the EU. The gas crisis. You know, first we're hearing that there is a crisis. Then we're hearing there is no crisis. So, yeah, whatever the case. Well, all we can do is wait and see how many people drop dead, right? All right, we will move on to U.S. news, politics, and government after the break. George in Canada, how are you, sir? Is it getting crazier up there?
Oh, it's crazy all over the world. Somebody's trying to take it over. Some people are getting in the way, and a lot of us are going to get stuck in the middle and get hurt, especially with Putin's new move for 1 gram of gold for a barrel of oil. And my country don't have any gold. Russia's got a lot, and it was in the NDAA that we're going to kind of move in on Mr. Putin's $127 billion of gold, and that's probably more in line what we're fighting over. Who's going to control the planet? But you piqued a little bit of my interest with a past investigation, Lockerbie, Scotland, and you wanted to take the patsy to the gallows or something like that. It's almost
I wanted to put a suicide vest on him and set him off in the square.
You never kill your patsy because he's a patsy. Yep. First place you look is upstairs. So let's go back to when I was Joyce's A number one reporter back then. And we talk about the CIA and defense intelligence agencies kickbacks to Islamic Jihad and a drug smuggling operation using Pan Am jets to go from the Middle East through Europe and then come to the United States, according to a CIA handler, Dr. Richard Fuiz, stationed in Lebanon and Syria at the time. They had a protected drug route. It was called Operation Korea with a C, not a K. And the drug dealers were led by Manzer Al-Kassar, also linked to Oliver North in the Iran-Contra scandal, to ship heroin to the U.S. on Pan Am flights in exchange for intelligence on hostages and their whereabouts in Lebanon. That's the bigger game, and we never get to the bigger game or the bigger suspects if we take the patsy out.
Well, what does the patsy know, George?
Conclusion.
What do you think the patsy knows?
Probably enough to get himself put away for a long time or executed. The other big thing they did back then is the Department of Justice, when they had the previous Lockerbie trial, bribed the witnesses. Some of them got millions of dollars. Okay, here's $4 million. What do you know after we briefed you on this for a long period of time? So the whole concept of a fair trial when you run up against the intelligence agencies is just an oxymoron. It's never going to exist. You're just creating a narrative, a very well-paid narrative. I don't even think you could make that for your first film in Hollywood to get $4 million. And that's older dollars now. We got quite a few years of inflation on top of that. But that's the long and the skinny of a lot of those things. So I keep very extensive archives on who was who did what, and how did it happen, because you never know when one of these horrid monsters comes out of the grave again and shouts out like in some B-movie, growls and snarls at us and brings us a new patsy. And then we find out we've been played for suckers.
Yeah,
well,
hey, don't
but
you just love it, George?
Any one of these high-profile plane crashes has involved the intelligence agencies at the apex of their abilities. So it's something for us to really, really keep in mind, because if we don't, ultimately we suffer for it because, we're just the victims of all these things. What do they call them in gangland shootings? They just call them mushrooms, and we don't want to be mushrooms. We want to be sovereign, sentient human beings.
We are at the break right now. George, thanks so much for your call. Appreciate that. And we'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we are back at 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, December 12, 2022. What's the end of the year is just fast approaching. Gotta love it. Dave Krieger with you. And I want to say a little shout out to Michael up in Arkansas that just had two wisdom teeth out. That can't be any fun. I had four of them out at the same time in the 70s, and I said, dear God, I don't want any pain. I don't want any swelling. I don't want any bleeding. Don't want any infection. Want no complications at all. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. And guess what? I didn't have any of it. It was wonderful. Swelling went away. I put two tea bags in my gums and sucked on two tea bags and the tannic acid in the tea bags. Took care of it. It was all good. And of course, You know, anybody that has wisdom teeth out knows. And all I can do right now is just say a little prayer for Michael that he gets through all of this. In the name of your son, Yeshua. And you're there, Father, looking over his health and getting him through this thing. Because I know some of those, some of them, especially if they're impacted, can be painful. So say a little prayer for Michael this morning out there. He is a devout Christian. So, you know, he needs your support. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you. In U.S. News, you snooze. Congress is facing a looming government shutdown deadline at the end of the week. Da-da-da-da. Oh, goody, 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 goody. I wish they would shut down. House has approved the measure, so once the Senate votes to pass it, the bill can go on to you-know-who to sign into law. Yeah, that guy. What a joke. Omnibus. In other words, how much pork can we load into this sucker before we pass it, right? This is what they do. It's their behavior. It's traditional. Never ending, too. So anyway, the NDAA is expected to get a vote in the Senate this week and be approved with bipartisan support. Any which way they can to screw America, whatever. I don't believe a word of it. It's us against them. It's what it is, folks. And see, the thing is I'm not anti-government. This one here is a real disappointment. Because these people apparently forget all about the Constitution and all they want to put inherently, they get all this control in their system. They want control. They think they know more than you do, which is why they think you put them there. They're not there serving we the people. It's the other way around. I'd like to, there's maybe 50 of them up there that may be resisting going along with the rest of them. All the rest of them, once they get in there, like the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, yeah, all of them. Once they get up there, you know, hey, it's all about power. It's all about how I can enrich myself. It's all about honoraria. It's all about kissing people's butts for money. Yeah, it's what it's all about. They get corrupted, end of story. And they take away one right after another after another. We just sit back and let them do it, right? I think that times they are a-changing. You had to do my little Bob Dylan there. Meanwhile, the former congressperson for South Texas, Myra Flores, who was on this show before in a very sanitized interview. Sorry, Myra. I'm going to say it like it is. You can thank your press secretary for it. 14 Customs and Border Patrol agents who worked at the southern border committed suicide this year, according to members of Congress. Now, why do you think that might be? Because they got ridiculed by their own administration? I wonder how many of those 14 Border Patrol agents that committed suicide in 2022 were in that video that where they were accused of whipping Haitian illegal immigrants. You know, I'm sorry, I would not make a good Customs and Border Patrol agent. Now, I would do the right thing and I would be ripping rounds in the air and making them turn right around and go right back where they came from. They wouldn't be getting across the Rio Grande, not on my watch. That's the way it should be. Is it that way now? No, because Senor Biden, who is owned by the cartels and China. Yep. Should we call him Pedo Joe? Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I know. I could sing this song, but I won't. It might be considered by many to be off, not in good political taste. I know you're all thinking of something, right? I get it. The Supreme Court, by the way, has agreed on December 9th, which, wow, that was already, to hear the appeal of a California man convicted of facilitating illegal immigration. Now, this is going to be ongoing. It started on the 9th, and these hearings are ongoing, right? So the man's lawyers say the conviction should be overturned because he was engaged in free speech protected by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. He was convicted in a fraudulent immigration scheme. He was promising would-be immigrants they could remain in the U.S. permanently if they enrolled in a non-existent adult adoption program. Okay. I mean, that in and of itself is funny. Even if they did hear this already, it's still funny. How many people actually fell for this adult adoption program? Did they get diapers to go with it? The first Gen Z congressman. You want to hear funny? I got a funny one for you. Maxwell Alejandro Frost, who has become or to become the first member of Generation Z serving in the U.S. House of Representatives, said that his really bad credit score got his application to an apartment in D.C. denied. Your credit sucks, sir. I just applied to an apartment in D.C., he said. I told the guy my credit was really bad. He said it'd be fine. Of course, that's not what happened. He ran his credit and got bounced, got denied, lost the apartment and the application fee, adding, this ain't meant for people who don't already have money. This ain't meant for people who don't already have money. Hey, sounds like Fetter Slut, doesn't it? This ain't meant for people who don't already. Good night, everybody. Yeah. I can't help but laugh. I want to see those bumper stickers out there, folks. Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer. Yeah. And he says, I didn't make enough money from Uber itself to pay for my living. Oh, so you had to run for Congress? Really? See, that's what's funny. And he got bounced. He got denied because of his sucky credit. Guess he didn't have my credit restoration primer. And he had that. He could have cleaned it up. Now, but he said, you know, when he was running for Congress, he ran up a lot of debt. Was he financing his own campaign? God, what a, these people, I'm telling you. It's the principle of OPM. You find people who support you and use their money, other people's money, OPM, right? Wow.
Yeah, I just ran out of my credit card got maxed out, so I couldn't print up any more bumper stickers.
Yep. A Republican senator, Todd Young of Indiana, has been censured by the Cass County Republican Central Committee because he voted in favor of the Respect for Marriage Act, which codifies the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling that requires states to license gay marriage and repeals the Defense of Marriage Act, which triggered the censure. And, of course, they had a tough time deciding to do that. The senator defended his vote in a recent op-ed saying the new bill ensures dignity and respect for all Hoosiers. Who's your daddy? I mean, what do you say when they come up there? I now pronounce you what? Lawfully wed? Really? Well, according to the federal government, according to Pope Biden. Yep. You know what the popes were accused of? Not sniffing hair. Yeah. And speaking of the Bidens, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he plans to issue subpoenas to 51 former U.S. intel officials who downplayed the New York Post report on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. Yeah, the 51 intel agents had signed a letter that said the Hunter Biden information was all wrong, was Russia collusion. Many of them have a security clearance. Oh, you know, McCarthy, I'll tell you what. Even if, here's the things I'd like to see happen. I want to see the Appropriations Committee and the Oversight Committee defund the FBI, the CIA, and all of the deep state intel BS. I want them to get rid of all of the funding for that. You want to defund the cops? Defund the jackbooted fascists that serve in our government that infiltrated the January 6th riots. That's what you need to do, Kevin. You want to take a good hint? Shut off their funding so they can't run. I love it when the government faces a shutdown. I think it's great. Shows how damn dysfunctional they are. Bunch of commie pigs. They don't care about us. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, meanwhile, has announced his team is going to be meeting Google search in court in May of 2024. Why so long, Dave? They want to declare the search engine a common carrier in order to make them subject to state regulation. Whoa. Oh, that's interesting. By manipulating search results to self-preference its own products, Google's tilting the playing field against consumers and against emerging competitors. It's time to bring those unfair practices to an end. Of course, no monetary damages. You know, here's the thing. You got conflicts with anti-competition laws, antitrust, Title 15. Yep. Bobby Powell, former Michigan radio journalist and podcaster who went public with video evidence, he said showed federal agents attacking the Capitol on January 6th, is recovering in a Florida hospital after suffering his fourth heart attack in 2 years.
Wait a minute, Bobby.
He's 58 years old. Huh. He was undergoing a cardiac stress test when he suffered a massive heart attack. His fiance, Shelly, posted on Truth Social. He underwent emergency surgery to treat blockages to his heart. He's expected to have a permanent defibrillator implanted in the near future. This is number four since J6, five total in the last 3 years. Now let's back the dates down. He had one, and then out came the jab. Bobby, did you get the jab? Come on, Bobby, fess up. If you got the jab, maybe that's why you've had four heart attacks. Blockages, my ass. Yeah. We're going to talk to Dr. Eric Naputi about that in our next hour. Thank God for small favors out there. Federal appeals court has permanently blocked the Biden administration's bid to force doctors and insurers to perform or pay for gender transition procedures, even if they object on grounds of conscience and medical judgment, with the court basing its decision on constitutional protections of religious freedom. You know, it's funny how equal protection of the law works in one area, it doesn't in the other. Here it says no transgender mandate, goes against freedom of religion. Amazing how that works. The mandate was issued in 2016. You know, it interpreted the Affordable Care Act in a way that required doctors to perform these procedures on any patient, including kids, even if the doctor was convinced the procedure could harm the patient. And you see, this is why they want to screw with our kids, because then they can take away the ability to reproduce. They screw them up with hormones. And maybe they'll either commit suicide or die. Wouldn't that be a good thing for our population? Yeah, sure it would. They should run more commercials like that and actually explain what it is they're really trying to do. American soccer journalist Grant Wall, by the way, 48 years of age, reportedly died after collapsing while covering Friday's World Cup match between Argentina and Netherlands in Qatar, or Qatar. He was cattering about in Qatar, Grant Wall, 48 years old. Some kind of acute distress he suffered. He collapsed and was taken to the hospital, but he later died. Oh, Grant, did you take the jab too? Yeah, of course. Everybody is, you know, including his spouse, Dr. Celine Gounder. Wow. It was a complete shock at her husband's sudden death. Yeah, I wonder why. And of course, here we have a retired Navy SEAL made famous after coming out as trans, is announcing detransition. Says, it destroyed my life. It destroyed my life. I destroyed my life, he said. I'm not a victim. I did this to myself, but I had help, according to the Navy SEAL. He became famous nearly 10 years ago after coming out as transgender, announced he's detransitioning, called on Americans to wake up about how transgender health services are hurting kids. Chris Beck, formerly known as Kristen Beck, told conservative influencer Robbie Starbuck in an interview earlier this month, everything that happened to me for the last 10 years destroyed my life. I take full responsibility. I went on CNN and everything else, and that's why I'm here right now. I'm trying to correct that. Of course, how did he gain notoriety in 2013? Well, he went on CNN's Anderson Cooper and talked about transitioning to a woman. It got everybody all excited. You know, I know people in the TG community, folks, and they are so against messing with kids. The comments I'm hearing from my back channels are telling me it's one thing if you're over the age of majority and you actually have a brain and you've actually done your homework and you've done everything by the book the way that other TGs of old have done when they transitioned. They've had to go to psychiatrists, you know, before the puberty blockers even start. Kids don't need to be a part of this. This is what they are saying. They are dead set. There is a huge amount of people in the TG community that are dead set against it. Bad move. See, they have a conscience. Even though they can go do what they want behind closed doors, go parade around in public in adult scenarios, at least they know where they stand. They at least have principle. Not like these other morons out there that are sitting there shaking it in little kids' faces and their mommies are sitting there watching, thinking it's all funny while they sit there talking about their private parts. You want to know another atrocity that's probably going to get challenged in the state of Connecticut? They call that the nutmeg state. Maybe not. The Constitution state. That's what it is. The Constitution state, my ass. Their governor is such a dork. Ned Lamont, I want you to come on the show and tell me why you think AR-15 should not be allowed in the state of Connecticut. And I'm going to say, look, you're in the Constitution state. Can I ask you a simple question? What part of the freaking Constitution don't you get when it comes to the Second Amendment? Shall not be infringed. What part of that, you moron? Wow. See, and each time they passed one of these two assault weapons bans, the bans had a grandfather clause allowing those who already owned them to keep them. Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. Where's equal protection of the law? There isn't one. And if the law says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, that means everybody, pal, no grandfather clause allowed. Shall means absolute, not be infringed. What do these people don't get? Wow. Ned, are you a hair sniffer too? What is your problem? God, you definitely have one. I think maybe it's the voters in your state, or did you steal that election too, Ned? What did you do, Ned? Now you're coming out. I bet you think AR stands for assault rifle too, don't you, moron? Americans might be in for a tax refund shock, according to an analyst, when they file for their taxes next year because a number of pandemic-related programs are set to expire or have expired. Data from the IRS shows the average refund taxpayers got back for their 2021 taxes was about $3,200 or around 14% higher than the previous year. The next refunds are going to average about $2,700, according to a guy from Jackson Hewitt. I got to tell you a little story about Jackson Hewitt. They busted my mother's tax return and cost her $6,300. And I had to go have a CPA correct what they filed to get the $6,300 back, taxing $6,300 to a 94-year-old woman. These people need to be ashamed of themselves. They're not tax preparers. Jackson, joke Hewitt. Student loan borrowers, by the way, are still asking the Supreme Court to hear their case against Biden's loan forgiveness program at cost of $1 trillion or more to taxpayers. Oh, yeah, we still want to get out. We still want free. We want free, free, free. Yep. Someone has to pay for this. I don't think these people learn very much in college except how to smoke pot and party. I mean, half the people I've done their credit repair, and they went to school in the 70s. I'm like looking at all their credit card debt and go, God, what'd you major in? Party? And they start chuckling. I go, yeah, times haven't changed. And of course, the military spending bill, $858 billion. Yep, an annual must-pass spending bill setting out defense spending levels. The military vaccine mandate's been repealed. Really? That's what it's going to include, supposedly. But no reinstatement of troops. That means if you dropped out, you can't come back. No, sorry. Sound like Alex Trebek on Jeopardy, right? No, sorry. Yep, according to the Defense Department, 3,717 Marines, 1,816 soldiers, and 2,064 sailors have been discharged for refusing to get vaccinated, and they won't be allowed back in. The bill also grants another $800 million of taxpayer dollars to the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. I think somebody needs to pay attention to where that $800 million is going to make sure it doesn't get detoured back into this country through some hedge fund. Yeah, fool me once. You know that old saying. Okay. Yep, you can read all about that. We have the latest on our email blast coming at you. House Republicans, by the way, six of them on the House Judiciary Committee have launched an investigation looking into whether major climate groups are violating federal antitrust laws in their effort to push ESG agenda. Environmental, social, and governance. You got to watch out for this. Here's what's going to happen. These guys are going to get in here, you know, stifling investment in oil and gas, gun control, abortion access, fake news dissemination, according to the letter. That's what the ESG is promoting, folks, that it's got not one GD thing to do with climate change. This House needs to stop the funding and do away with ESG by any means necessary, because it's going to lead to a cashless society, because they want to control every single dime you spend and be able to monitor everything. Well, guess what? Guess what you can't control, you morons? Barter. So you know what you all have to do out there, and that's start preparing yourself and get some ideas as to what you can barter for as far as product or service. Have you got a usable trade when the grid goes down that you can use to help people survive? Because then you can trade for all sorts of things. You got food to trade? You got canned goods to trade? You got booze to trade? Got all sorts of stuff to trade. Yep. All right, Dr. Eric Napudi coming into the next hour right now. Boy, I'm fit to be tied after all of this garbage news out there. Anyway, in the meantime, it's been fun. Thanks so much for your phone calls this hour. God bless all of you. True Intentions, we love you. God bless you. We'll be back with Dr. Eric Napudi after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.